Bradley, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I did not think I'd be talking to you this soon.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't talking to you this soon.
I mean, I want to talk to you, but I thought it would be later on.
But we could have done this in a month.
That's what I'm saying. 36 seasons in. How long have you wanted to play this game, man? Take me back.
I mean, I've been watching it since the second season when I was 9. I think naturally, as a big fan of the show, you sit there and you think, like, would I be any good at that? Could I have done that puzzle faster? Could I have been better at that challenge? What would I have done, you know, before Tribal? How would I have voted? And that's what drove me to apply 5 years ago for the first time. You know, I honestly didn't really think I'd make it on the show. 15,000 people that apply every year. But what I didn't want to do is look back on it when maybe the show's off the air or I'm, you know, too old or whatever and say, you know, why didn't I ever try to be on the show? I've watched it every week of my life almost. It's so awesome to be such a huge fan and to have gotten to go and be on the show, and not only to be on the show, but then have the show and the experience of filming it be even cooler than I think any super fan could imagine.
How soon did you hyperventilate when you found out they wanted you this season?
It's been a massive roller coaster 5 years. I almost made it on. It's been like on and off all those years in between. Going back and forth with my casting person, wasn't technically invited to casting finals, but I live like a mile from the Survivor offices here in LA. And she was like, you know what? I think you'd be great. Why don't you just come in? We'll see if we can make it work. And I went in and I knocked it out of the park with the casting director, and she still sent me home. She was like, no, I don't want you.
What?
Yeah. And then I was like, well, wait, I just killed it. 2 days later, all of a sudden, I was sitting in class and I start getting all these calls from my casting person. I'm like, what's going on? So I went in the hall and she was like, we need you back here immediately, as quick as you can. She was like, we took people to meet with the network and with Jeff today and they like totally bombed. We need you to go in and talk about how you know about the game and stuff. And I was like, absolutely. And I went in and of course I killed it with Jeff and then I made it on. But it's been such a roller coaster. So it was interesting when I got out of the room with Jeff, you know, I looked at my casting person, I said, I made the show. I was pretty confident at that point, but, you know, to still get the call, it was like, wow, this is really happening. And then one of the coolest moments of the whole experience was we stayed a night in a hotel right by the airport, and they brought us down into the lobby when it was time to go to the airport to fly to Fiji. And that was the first time we had seen the people we were going to play with.
Yep.
Two or three of us at a time, and we were sitting in the lobby, and it was so cool. You got to start sizing up the people you were going to play with, and you're like, play with these people, like, this is what we're doing. Let's do it.
When you find out it's Ghost Island this season, what goes through your mind?
We opened up our bus right before we started filming. And I was like, Ghost Island? Like, what the f*** is that? I was thoroughly expecting some kind of, you know, generic divide. Not necessarily like Brain Brown Beauty, but, you know, something along those lines. East versus West. Something that you open up your bus and you're like, oh, okay, I know what we're doing this season. They were like, Ghost Island? What is this? You know, as a fan, it's a super cool idea to be playing with the same idols and advantages and stuff that, you know, you grew up watching on TV. It's a super cool season to have been on as a fan.
You didn't even get to go and explore the actual Ghost Island, man. Nobody sent you there.
So bummed that I never got to go. You know, I had no idea what Ghost Island looked like until, you know, a month ago when I got to see it on TV. A little bit of a bummer, but, you know, I had a fantastic experience. Loved my edit. I think I didn't win, but I got to go out there and I got to play and put together some Survivor puzzles and you do the whole deal, and it was truly awesome.
It's great watching as a fan of this game because we don't know what's about to happen. You have played the game and then you're sitting back watching it unfold for the first time on TV. When Michael pulled that move and tried to make it look like one of these super moves of the entire season, saying that this one hidden idol that I found is actually worth two people, so be careful who you vote for and be careful about Bradley and this and this and that. That moment, take me back to that when you're sitting at Tribal Council and this kid is pulling this move. What goes through your mind?
Oh, I was toast. Absolutely. I was convinced I was gone. What they didn't show is I like collapsed and started crying. I was sure Chelsea was going to flip on me because I didn't trust her. So bummed. And what you actually also didn't see was we went in there voting for Michael, and when he pulled that out, he said it worked for two people. We didn't really believe him because, of course, James went home with two idols in his pocket, so why would one idol be worth the two now? But we just thought, just in case, Kellen had us switch the vote, and we switched it to Brendan. So, because we figured if it did play for two, he'd play one for himself and one for one of the girls, and we just kind of switched it up. It was heartbreaking from a massive fan's point of view. It was like, this is day 12, and I'm going to go home because someone pulled out an idol. It was a massive bummer, but then awesome that I made it. And what was really cool in the game is that from that point forward, Michael and I actually forged a bond, and when we're working together by the time of the swap.
Before the latest episode, all I can think in my mind is the definition of Malolo is cursed forever. What the hell was going on, man?
What was going on was the wind would pipe up every night and blow so hard, it would get so cold, none of us could sleep. I mean, like, it revolutionized our lives when we won that tarp because we used it as a blanket. It was so cold. My thinking behind the complaining about how terrible Malolo was, it was strategic, and what I was trying to do was make the original Malolos feel better about the fact that they had been losing. Now, I'll be the first to admit that strategy did not work at all. They just thought I was complaining. So it completely backfired, right? But that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to, you know, make these guys feel like, hey, this isn't fair. This is why you've been losing. It's not because you suck at Survivor. And it was. It was miserable. It just was not there in terms of at Navidi, there was no wind and it was very easy to sleep. You don't sleep a whole lot on Survivor anyway, but I mean, it was darn near impossible at Malolo. And then to make matters even worse, in the trees right above our shelter, there were like a family of bats that lived up there, and those knuckleheads would fall off their branch in the middle of the night and fall through our shelter roof.
Oh my God.
And land on our tarp and start squealing and then fly out of our shelter. It just would wake us all up. There were definitely parts of it that were the Malolo's fault of why it was so terrible. I mean, their shelter was a joke. Literally, you would roll over, and the bamboo would shift ever so slightly because they couldn't quite figure out how to tie it down or something, and you'd fall through onto the ground. Wendell, the furniture maker, built us a very nice shelter at Navidi, so we definitely were not falling through.
Obviously, outside of reward challenges, you don't get to eat a lot of amazing things while you're out there. What was the weirdest thing that you had to eat? Because you were just so damn hungry, you didn't care.
Oh, God. We ate every day at Malolo. There were these, like, yam-like things that grew on vines up in the trees. We called them purple poop because they were purple-colored, and they tasted so terrible. Awful. We would soak them in salt water, and then we would just burn them until they were just black as could be in the pan, and they still were barely edible, but they were so terrible, and it was so disgusting. We really didn't have a whole lot of food. I lost 18 pounds in 19 days.
Oh, my God.
And that was after I had eaten that big steak, which probably weighed a couple of pounds. So, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. We were not eating very much. There were a lot of days we didn't even eat rice, because we didn't have enough. And when we did, we would get about 2 normal cooked spoonfuls. When we got to Malolo, there was these weird, almost like seed things growing on a tree. They looked like giant candy corn.
Okay.
All the Malolos had been eating this beforehand, and they're like, here, guys, eat some of this. It's great. It literally made all the skin on our mouths and our lips peel off. It just, like, melted it. And
oh
then
God.
What was worse, it was really fibrous. And so we all had just, like, these weird, like, nasty, probably, like, poisonous candy corn fibers stuck in our teeth for days, because of course you don't get floss, you don't get a toothbrush. It was quite the trip.
Being through it all, having done everything and experienced all that you did, if they asked you back for another season, how quick would you say, yo, just get me that plane ticket?
I would go to the airport right now. I live a mile away from LAX. I would I would be the first one there to check in for that flight. Experience of a lifetime. It was so awesome.
Well, hopefully we're not done with seeing you, because we loved watching your game out there. Huge fans in Canada for this game, Survivor. And Bradley, thanks for hanging.
Yeah, thank you.